Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, you already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast, motherfucking radio. We here, we back. My bro Dre, Three Letterman. What's good, my G?
What's good, my G? What's popping, my brother?
Hey, man. We got a big guest coming on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Big guest. We got Mr. Fab coming on the show. Just had his event out in Oakland, No Mask event out in Oakland. Going to get him on, talk about it. We heard some things that went on. We just want to get a little bit of, I don't know, how would you say it, Drake, clarification about what happened,
yeah.
About how everything went. So we're going to get him on, the show. He's about to call up, and let's chop the fable, as they say famously.
Right.
Let's go. What else going on in Battle Rap, Dre?
I need to watch those joints you sent me, man. I can't get to watching because I obviously went to work, so I can't get to watch the battles that you sent me. But I need to really watch them joints. You know what I mean?
We got some battle breakdowns coming this week.
Yeah.
Man,
go check out our Gnome 6 predictions. Go check out our conversation about the No Mask card. You know what I mean? How we doing shit? We got Gnome 6 coming up. Yeah, hopefully we get some of the dudes up on here. King of the Dot. Support their shit also. We'd love to talk to some of those dudes that was on this card. Really want to highlight niggas like Fresco, Carter Deems, Thesaurus.
Yeah.
Like, Thesaurus, I'm going to be real. Me and Thesaurus are going back and forth, but I think we're in a good space. And I really want to have a dope interview with Thesaurus.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. We're gonna see about getting these guys
on
this coming week. We got
shit, like, for real.
That would be crazy having the source on. We got the guest calling up right now to break down the No Mask event out in Oakland. He put this on. Let's get the man on himself, Mr. Fab. Fab, what is good, my G?
Yo, what up, world? How you doing?
Fab, what's good, my nigga?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just waking up, took a little kind of rest day today, so I'm chilling.
I feel you.
Chilling.
Fab, let's just get right into the thing, my dude. What's your take on everything that happened yesterday? I'll give you my take, but you give me your take as a what popped off in your eyes.
My take was good, man. We was able to put together an event in the city of Oakland. Nobody got shot. Nobody got stabbed. Everybody made it home to their family safe. And if you're able to do that in the city of Oakland with the people that was in that venue, I'm talking about from all different sides, that was really, really like some real street guys up in there, and there was no problems, no fights or nothing. Man, I'm happy, man. I'm happy.
All right. On that side of it, you happy, but let me talk about the battles itself. What was the battles itself? What did you talk about the battles itself?
I think Cortez did a hell of a job. And the B-Magic Cortez battle was nice. The streets was really responding to Cortez. The audio link, you know, was kind of like foo-foo in the beginning, but then they ended up getting it right together. But you got to understand, these are the type of things that will come forth when you're doing your first event. This is my first event.
Okay.
Some little technical problems and things like that. Sometimes you got to iron out the kinks, but they did a great job. Sirius Jones and Arsenal was very intense. I like the way they came out. The John and De La, I mean, I like everything overall, man. It was cool. I enjoyed myself.
Fab, I'm going to be real, my G. That Sue Surf T-Rex battle really, really pissed me off. And here's why. As a battle rap fan, we do shows here. I felt, obviously, that battle should have been 3 rounds. I mean, no bones about that. But obviously, I'm pretty sure the asking price for these niggas was probably astronomical. I won't even bother you with that question, my brother. I just felt like these niggas did a heist. I just felt like, and I heard you clearly, I watched the pay-per-view, and I heard you clear as day, like, my homies ain't like that shit. Now, when you said that, I'm thinking that you were saying the homies that right there in the Bay Area was like, what the fuck was going on right here? Like, this is a battle that niggas in the hood probably came and wanted to see. Rex talk that street shit, surf on that street shit. You got a number of hood niggas I'm seeing in the fucking building. Like, when you made that comment, was that directed towards them?
I mean, I'm not here to defame anyone, defamation of anyone's character. I don't want to point out the obvious, to those that were watching and the onlookers that were disappointed. The same
right.
feeling may have been across the room that was in that building, as well as anyone that have been looking. I respect both of those guys for what they've done for battle rap. I don't feel like one battle will define their legacy.
Of course.
Unfortunately, we do know when these guys aren't on URL, they never really give it their full potential. And that's okay. I'm understanding that. I looked at them to build a brand and continue to bring in people. They looked at me as if it was just, you know, a way to get a free flight to come out and, you know, talk some stuff for eight seconds. And at the end of the day, I wasn't worried about it, man. Like I say, I'm not here to cause no character clauses, no character
clauses.
Not
at all.
On anyone and whatever they've done. I just appreciate those guys even coming out here, making their flights, being there, whatever they did. That's not on me. That's on their performance. You see Mayweather, regardless of who he fights, he'll always be the best Mayweather. That's why he's still undefeated. And we have to take on that. No matter what ring it is, no matter what league it is, you still have to go out and put your best performance. But we're living in a generation where running off on a plug is the popular thing to do. Some people would rather eat for the night than have a line for the rest of their life. I'm not going to trip. This won't be my last event. This won't be the last time that I'm dealing with money. You know what I'm saying? I've been having money for years. So a pair of red bottoms, that's no sweat off my closet. I ain't worried about that. I enjoyed those guys for coming out, being a part of it. And like I say, Sue Surf and Rex, you know, Rex did put together a battle to the, you know, for the timing or whatever he had going on. Sue kind of hit it with the, you know, lackadaisical approach. It was a good, you know, thank you, whatever. But it's no disrespect to them. One battle won't define their legacy, but the character is like viewed by the fans and some of the gatekeepers of the culture as, well, you know how they do, man. You know they URL babies. And that's what it is. I respect Norbs. I respect Smack. I respect all of these guys, man. Thank you for furthering this battle rap culture around the world. And those guys are legends at what they do. And I don't think that this battle will define Surf's career. He has some legendary things that's going on. It's just a lot of people that wanted to see him actually get in his bag and do his Surf shit. One of the reasons why I reached out to him. And it's no disrespect. It is what it is.
Is it kind of eye-opening to you kind of going forward, though, like the things that you've learned from this event? Like, it's like, yo, all right, these guys battling back to back to back, I might stay away from that a little bit and chill out, you know, if they're battling a week prior. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, I don't even look at it like that, bro. Like, because, you know, like, what would be funny with me, cats be like, yo, I had this battle last week. I'm like, dude. Nigga, I have a battle. I'll be on tour. I'll write records for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just an excuse. You don't want to use yourself like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to do that stuff. There's no excuses. Like, you want to go out, you prepare for what you want to prepare for, and that's what it is. That's what it is. That's how it is. If that's what you want to do. You go out and do it, but you don't go make an excuse like, yo, I had this going on. You never hear Jordan talk about, damn, I only scored 6 points in the playoffs. We just played last night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some
fans be like, all right, when you got people like yourself, the legend, and you're well-respected in the culture of hip-hop itself, you rub shoulders with Jadakiss, P-Rock, go get Mr. Fab's album if you didn't get that shit either. It be sometimes the battle rap fans, I think they don't look in the eyes of the premise like, all right, you know what? This is how they look at it, like, all right, Fab is coming in the culture. He got bread to spend. Why not spend that money with URL and try to get a big event? Maybe spread that. Let Smack and these niggas help out an event. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't want to do that. I feel when niggas got bread, like maybe you had whatever to throw an event like this. Do you think, like, in January when you throw an event, maybe you should talk to the big dog that's in this culture, that's in the trenches?
Well, not had, have is
right.
Is a better term. You
know,
because the one battle ain't going to make or break me financially.
Right.
And then what it is sometimes in life, man, people always just look for the big dogs to do all the biting. But sometimes the little dog's bites is more vicious, man, and we'll attack more. So it's no disrespect to Smack, and it's no disrespect to Norbs and Beasley and anything, what they've done with their thing. But to me, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about, man, a good battle is a good battle. I don't give a fuck what league it's in. A good artist is going to put together a good performance. I don't care what scale it's on. A good baller is going to play his ball game. I don't care what court he's on. And that's what it is. To the rest of the world, they have those type of issues like, yo, it ain't on Smack, so it ain't all that. I don't give a fuck.
My that's all a lot of bad rappers feel, though, Fab, unfortunately,
though. I don't care about the battle rappers or the battle rap fans that feel like that. Because if you a true fan of the sport, you going to love that shit regardless. Niggas ain't talking about, oh, yo, man, I ain't about to watch college basketball, man. These niggas, oh, niggas ain't in the league. I ain't finna go to the park or go to the gym and go ball. Nah, niggas want to go see some niggas ball. They going to go ball. I don't give a fuck where you at. So that's what it is. We had a great time. And Direk is a guy who's been in the game for several years, and people don't give him his credit. So this nigga's done from battling to putting together events to doing stuff like that. And if people can't recognize that, the division and the racism in battle rap, which is so crazy, that's not being addressed. I feel like that's not being addressed.
Can you address that? People be like, can you elaborate on that?
Huh?
Can you elaborate on that?
What I mean by is like, okay, you do a Smack event, you get niggas is automatically assuming, oh, yo, the niggas is coming out. Yo, all the niggas. You do a KOTV event, the Grind Time stuff, all the white boys is coming out. There's a division in rap, period. Like, the division of it is, look at the separatism, look at the segregation within battle rap. Once again, we're constantly separating talent. Talent is talent, man. I don't give a fuck if you white. I don't give a fuck if you black. Talent is talent. And to be able to get everybody under one roof, that's what needs to be monetized. That's what needs to be marginalized and talked about in battle rap instead of segregating. Regardless if it's UW or URL or King of the Dot, regardless of whatever it is, why is there the segregation that's continuing to take away from the culture?
Is it segregation or competitiveness between leagues? Like, you might have the Bulls here, Golden State here, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's not no competitiveness against the league.
You don't think so?
They say, I mean, that's for the niggas that like that type of shit. Me, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as it's a battle, nigga. We're gonna have a good battle. I don't give a fuck if Disaster's on the card, if Loaded Lux is on the card, whoever's on the card. If y'all all like battle rap, come out.
Right.
Niggas like yo, I love Jordans. Just because you love Jordans, nigga, you can't wear some Yeezys. Like, I'm saying, like,
it's almost like
no
the Jay-Z and Nas thing, Fab. Like, niggas act like you can't like Jay-Z and Nas.
And
same
that's
level, you know what I mean?
Like, that's crazy. I mean, niggas like, oh, yo, I don't listen to that, yo. Like, yo, that's Jim Jones? No, I fuck with Max B. I'm cool. I don't really fuck around. Like, really? niggas, like, are you serious? That's just, that's how the game go, man. And it's fucked up that these labels and the stigmatism to these labels of what's going on and what people approve to be cool. Niggas got to open their eyes and say, man, nigga, if I like it, I like it. Fuck all that ego shit. Niggas like, some niggas hit me like, yo, Fab, them niggas try to play you. They ain't give a fuck. They ain't respect you. If I was you, I would listen. If you was me, you would be somewhere else, nigga, because you'd probably be dead because you can't handle the responsibilities that come with this position. Because if you thinking like that, then you'll risk your liberty to prove to somebody what your ego is worth to you. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't worry about no shit like that, my nigga. If them niggas
don't
do that, that's
on them. You know
what?
I think the brother who told you that, Fab, is saying in a good place in a sense, like, bruh, this is like Sue Surf and T-Rex. Like, when you see that on the bill, on the car, it's like buying a Kote back in the day, and it had three Biggie freestyles on there. You going straight to the Biggie freestyles and forget about the train, because big was that nigga.
I was trying to get straight to the battle. I was like, y'all want to see that nigga's battle. But then when, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, I'm not, like I said originally, I'm not here to defame nobody's character and I can't point out the obvious. Those who observe and those who see, they see. It was what it was. It is what it is. And then, you know, if they kept a URL, good for them. Much salute. I thank them for coming out to the city. But it's not like no knock on my character. Nigga, that money spent, nigga, you want to see my closet? Nigga, I got a bunch of shoes. like, truthfully, I'll post a picture. I got a whole closet full of red bottoms that I've never wore. Over $100,000 in shoes that I probably never even wore. That don't mean nothing to me, my nigga. Like, that's nothing. My thing is, nobody got shot. Nobody got stabbed. Nobody got killed. Niggas got home to their family. That's success to me, bro. And that just go to show you what kind of environment I come from. I don't give a fuck about no ego play or a nigga feeling like, oh, them niggas played you, Fab. They played me for $3,000? That's playing a nigga? That's what y'all call playing, nigga?
No, I think when they say playing on Fab, just in the sense of them not going hard, Fab, I think you're looking at the play.
Yeah,
you're looking
at
the space. No, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're looking in the space like, bruh, that's nothing. I put the vent on. This is what it is. They decided to do that. I think the fan who's saying that to you is like, Fab, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was saying, like, surfing
say
rec, like, my nigga.
Them.
Like, you got to understand, Fab, when he's on stage and I'm watching that shit on the laptop, I'm like, all right, son, here we go. Surfing rec, bam. Let's get it popping. All quiet in the room. Everybody shut the fuck up, please. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with both of them. It's just not that. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Well, let me ask you a question. Would you book individuals, again, I'm not saying their names, but individuals who you thought might not have given it their 100%, would you
not
book them on a January card or moving forward?
Nah, not at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's his business. Not at all.
Right.
So, it's like you don't do, like I say, if you run off on if I don't see how the plug let a nigga run off on him twice. Nigga, first time shame on you, second time shame on me.
Because
I'm stupid for letting you do the same old thing. That's what my mama used to, ooh, that was a bar.
That's real.
You feel me? The first time shame on you, second time
shame on me
for letting you do the same old thing.
Yeah.
So you got to live with that. And like I say, and it's no knock to them. I appreciate them even allowing me to use their well-being to further my battle league. Whether people came just for them or whether people came, whatever it was, they were able to see them in Oakland.
Right.
And to me, that means the most. Like I say, it ain't no hard feelings towards those guys. Hey, whatever it was, you got a free check and a free flight. Got a chance to get away from the world that you're dealing with for a few days.
Was Marshawn hyped up for this one too? I know he said
Marshawn's
kind of
not hyped
media.
Up for nothing.
Yeah, I don't see Marshawn be hyped for nothing. Tomorrow, zero.
My cousin don't give a fuck about nothing. That nigga, he's like, nigga, we just here. Like, he don't care about shit. He like,
that's
nigga,
a laid back ass
in.
Nigga too. I just see that's a laid back ass.
Yeah,
cat.
He laid back. Maybe it's a bad choice of words though. Was he? How do I say excited, hyped up, and just not say those types of words, though?
He don't care about shit.
Yeah.
He just be like,
we'll
be
having a good time there. There we go.
That nigga just be chilling, bro. He just be happy to see niggas in the building from his city.
Yeah.
Our hood was in there strong. So he was just happy to be a part of the, you know, to be there and just chill. He don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, this the same dude, like, it's just crazy. Like, he don't, nothing excites him.
I believe
that. You know what I'm saying? You got to think, and that's what I say. Dude, if y'all know where we come from, for us to be doing this shit is just extra to us.
Right.
Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas wasn't supposed to, like that LeBron commercial, niggas wasn't supposed to be here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
Like, niggas wasn't supposed to be here, bro. So to me, everything that a nigga do is extra, bro. This shit started with him running barefoot in the streets, racing with socks on, racing niggas on outside our granny house, nigga, to, you know what I'm saying, me writing and a pen in the pad. Anything we made off that, bro, was extra, bro. That shit never changed us. That's why we still be where we be.
Humble niggas and shit. Humble brothers and shit.
Period, bro. That's why we still be where we be. We really, bro, if y'all peep, I really be in the hood every day. And I'm not saying that like, oh, yeah, I'm gangster, I'm a thug, I'm in the hood. No, that's just where I'm at. That's
right.
Just who the kind of person I am. Niggas be looking at me like, bro, you be wildin', bro. You just be here? Like, look, bro, I'm just comfortable where I'm at, bro.
Right.
Like, I'm the nigga that's like, that's what's cool to me. I'm peaceful with that. I love being telling the young homies, let me see your report card. For every A you got,
right,
I got $50 for you. Like, that's dope to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And you got Mr. Fab Day also, so you know that is already.
All that shit.
Yeah.
We got Marshawn Day and Mr. Fab Day. It's all on the same day. So we got that. We do the community events. We looking to open up a Boys and Girls Club for the kids right in our neighborhood where they closed down the Boys and Girls Club we grew up going to. Marshawn just opened up another Beast Mode store in Seattle to go along with the one he got in downtown Oakland. My store is right in the hood that we grew up on, right on the corner. My store is right there. You know, we happy to be from Oakland, bro. We just like some real prideful Oakland motherfuckers, man. And we want to change the city. So all we do is continue to bring shit to the city, man. From whether it's battle rap, whether it's comedy events, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, man. Nothing could affect me.
Fab, to wrap this up real quick, your battle with Charlie Clips, my nigga, you seem much more comfortable going into this one, bro. You seem very comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to study, man. I had to study some of the previous stuff and just, you know, not try to do hella extra. Just go have fun, you know?
Right.
And Charlie is a good guy that I could have did that with, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, agree with that.
To be able to be
Charlie's
like,
the kind
you know,
of guy,
he going to be him. He going to always deliver. No matter, even if he playing, he's still going to deliver. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because he knows how to cater to the room. He knows how to cater to the room. He knows how to bring up current events, implement them shits and rhymes of current events that's going on today, like the Cali schemes he was doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Clips is really good at shit like that.
He can adjust. He can adjust.
Yeah.
But he lost, and it was cool. Man. You know what I'm saying? Cool.
You rap mad long too, Fab. I ain't gonna lie. You see, you had mad bars on deck, boy. Fab was going.
Fab was making sure. He was gonna make
sure.
Yeah, he
was sure.
It was overkill. It was like, hold on, nigga, I'm gonna stand over you.
Yeah.
Get shot off.
I gotta see this Cortez and Magic. I gotta see this Cortez and Magic. I'm hearing Cortez.
I had Cortez win 3-0.
I promise you. That Cortez and Magic.
3-0.
Yeah, see that one.
That nigga, hold on real quick.
And John Sturron against Daylight was crazy.
Listen, that first round Daylight did was insane.
Yeah, his first round was fire, though. I ain't gonna front. He was spinning some shit, though.
Like, Day, I don't give a fuck. Day is one of my favorites, bro. I respect Day. I love Day. John is one of the realest individuals in the world. Like, that nigga was in the hood with us all night. Like, really just chilling, lounging in the hood. Sirius Jones came out
that's
in the hood
right
shit with us.
Shout out John.
Like, them dudes is good dudes. Like I say, I could never curl my lips to say nothing bad about none of them individuals. Not about Surf, not about Rex, not about none of those guys, man. I'm just thankful that they came out and we had a good time. The city loved it. To battle rap fans, I apologize about, you know, them not being happy about, you know, certain performances or whatever it was. But we will continue to try to improve what's going on. Direct is going to be my go-to guy. If Smack wants to do an event in Oakland, he got to go through us to put it together, to come out here to put, you know, we'll do a major collab. That shit would be great. It would be bigger for the culture. I would love to do a URL, KT, KOTD, Rap Grid, all the whole
I would love to see URL versus KOTD. I would fucking love that. I think the culture needs something like that. We need to spice some shit up. We had 2-on-2s going crazy. That was cool.
I think if we were able to do that, that shit would be super dope. If motherfuckers was like, man, fuck all the bullshit. I mean, because what is it for? Like, okay, what you want to be the only nigga doing something? Me, I'm not that kind of nigga. If I got a pack and I'm in the hood, I'm finna get a pack to all my young niggas. Like, you take this, you take this, so everybody could eat. I'm not going to be the only nigga talking about, oh, yeah, I'm the only nigga out here with this. Because then you become lunch food. Niggas gonna eat you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you become
is.
Lunch food. Niggas like, oh, you the only nigga wanna eat? Oh yeah, we gonna eat you, nigga. And then like Milan told that nigga Tommy on Power. That nigga said, nigga, my organization doesn't die with me. And you feel me? Like Robos, Robos is done. His shit is dead with him. He didn't share his connects. He never told nobody else what nothing was. He never did none of that. His shit dies with him. My shit don't die with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? My shit going to continue to spread. Because, nigga, before everybody went on stage, I made sure everybody was paid. I made sure everybody's room was good. We made sure everybody's flights was taken care of. Nobody is going to be like, oh, that nigga trying to play me out. I'm trying to negotiate with you. Some nah, nigga, whatever you said you got, that's what you got. And you got your money.
For the January card, do you have matches already lined up?
Not yet. It's finna go to work. Direct just pulled up to my house right now. So we finna just talk about it.
I think you guys have more promotion, though, Fab, on this one than you guys on the first one, respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most definitely. See, like with me.
Because a lot of bloggers, you know, Pipe It Boy, Unbiased, they was even saying themselves, like, why is nobody talking about this as much as they should?
The reason why
yesterday, you know what I mean?
That on the chin is because my main thing was, I'm not worried about the outside world on this one. Like, I was just like, yo, let me make sure that my city is going to be packed in the building. So, to me and to the city, we was like, nigga, it's cracking. Like,
right.
Everybody in this motherfucker, it's lit. But we, me not taking into consideration that we could have had the whole battle rap world tuned in. So, on the next one, like you say, you learn and you make a few adjustments.
And so...
I'll pay the proper PR teams to blog. And
Bad, whatever you need me and Timo to do, we hold you down, my nigga. It's nothing. Promo, whatever you want us to do is whatever.
I want
y'all
niggas, I might fly y'all niggas out to come talk some shit. Come kick it. Come do the.
We'll discuss that fast. We'll definitely discuss that. You know what I mean?
We'll definitely discuss that. The days of this shit, nigga. Reggie Miller and Mark Jackson on the side. Watch, you feel me?
Hey,
Mike Tirico, nigga. Mike Tirico, baby.
Oh, man.
We'll put it together.
No, you already know.
As always, man, I appreciate y'all. And like I say, man, I'm thankful that we was – my main thing, fuck the battles, fuck all that, and not trying to slap the culture in the face. But, nigga, it was no fights, no shootings, no stabbings, and everybody got home safe. To me, that means more than anything a nigga spit.
Because
y'all don't understand the climate of what goes on when I throw events into Oakland. Like, because you got Oakland – then you got all the surrounding boroughs. Like, you got Richmond, San Francisco. You got the worst of the worst niggas under one roof. And they were on their best behavior. So I want to send the salutations to all the citizens of the Bay Area that came out and kept it peaceful and kept it respectful. That shit was beautiful.
Hey, I will say this. I was talking to John after the battle. This guy said, yo, this shit is packed out. Everybody out. To this
for
event,
real.
Like packs,
for real.
That shit
and it was
crazy.
Like, and
nah,
it
I mean,
don't just be like people don't understand. When you go look at that footage, you go look at that camera. Them is street niggas, bro. Like, these is killers, and you know these niggas is like the niggas that's like on the run. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is.
And as an East Coast nigga, I did appreciate the West Coast music in the background during intermissions and shit. I was getting my seat walk on. In the crib, came in front. That shit was official tissue. You know what I mean?
That's
crazy. I grew up on Cube, Spice One, MC8, my nigga. Alcoholics, Souls of Mischief.
Dang.
This is what I, you know what I mean?
Bye.
It's love, man. It's love, man. For the next one, I give y'all the exclusive as I always do, and we're going to hold
it down. Of course. You're
always.
Ready, Fab.
Hey,
we appreciate
Fab,
you, my nigga.
Before you go, Fab, really quick before you go, I got one request. Bring back the Richmond legend. Of this battle rap
shit, Locksmith will definitely be there.
That's it.
Lock will definitely be there.
Hey, it's crazy, man. We appreciate you coming up here.
Say no more. Thank you, guys.
You're ready, man.
Always, bro.
All right. We interviewed Locksmith
the
year before last, didn't we?
We did. We did
you
interview
get
Locksmith.
On? Yeah, you the boy Locksmith.
Yeah. I got to text this dude, too, man. We got to get Locke on. But, yo, bring him back. I mean, what if Locke is on that shit?
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Here's something Fab said that caught my eye. Is it time for URL to and King of the Dot and maybe RBE and have a face-off?
Here's my problem with that, though, Dre. how would we do it? I mean, Smack, if it was King of the Dot versus Smack, who would you have on the King of the Dot side? You'd have Disaster. You'd have Thesaurus. You'd have who? Like Carter Deems?
Big K? You talking about the roster and shit.
Roster.
Yo, my nigga, you could throw
a lot of the.
Let's be real. Nah, son, you could throw in, and there's niggas I'm going to throw in because they battle regularly on KOTD. This is who I'll grab if I was KOTD.
Okay.
I'll grab Big K.
Let's do five. Let's do five. We're doing five battles. Five.
Big K, Head Ice.
Okay. Yeah.
Disaster, of course. Iron Solomon.
Okay.
And number five, the guy you've been talking about to me all this weekend, I'm throwing E-Ness in there because he has no allegiance to nobody.
You're throwing E-Ness off of one battle into this top five?
Not off one battle. E-Ness is not terrible. Off going, who else you going to pick?
He's not terrible. I'll tell you that. He's not terrible. Man, if we're going against Smack, I mean, if we're going against the Smack rappers, if we're going up King of the Dot versus Smack, you could throw E-Ness in there. Would you put a B-Magic in there, knowing that Smack isn't going to have
B-Magic?
B-Magic on
their side? Because I don't think B-Magic would do that. Because first of all, you're going to put him in a situation where niggas on URL, if he's going to go on King of the Dot, URL crowd's going to go crazy. They're going to go ham on him, call him a traitor, this, that, and the third. I don't think Magic, he just fall back on that one. That's why I went for Magic in there. Nah.
You think so?
No, so.
What about a QP?
Do you see them comments?
QP? Yeah, I know. They were killing them. What about a QP, Dre?
You could put QP in there, but who would QP battle against? You got to find a nigga with an ill pen to go against him.
We want a QP versus Ab.
On a big stage, I ain't feeling that too tough.
You ain't feeling that
you
one?
You got to go against a writer, my nigga, a writer.
If we're putting up against the top dogs, though. All right, what's the top five from Smack? Who are you putting on from Smack? We got your team.
Rock, Surf.
Hitman. Hollo.
I mean, DNA, these are the niggas you grabbing. Verve. That's why I say King of the Dot and RBE might have to get three, and you get three, you know what I'm saying, get six. Get three from King of the Dot and get three from RBE.
Yeah. Man. I kind of want to see that, Dre.
He's got to shake shit up.
I
kind of
want to see that.
I don't disrespect the Thesaurus, but I want to see the Thesaurus battle. No, you are real cat. I want to see. You got to bring the. And no, I'm sorry. Disaster has to be on it. He's leading the charge. Solomon.
Yeah, his has to be there.
Head Ice. Big K. These niggas are leading the charge. These are niggas that battle King of the Dot.
How about this? Let's do the match. Let's do the matchups really quick. I like this discussion. Do the matchups really quick. For the grudge match, would we have Diz battle Hollow?
No, I'm having Tay Rock battle Disaster.
You're having Rock versus Diz?
Hell, my nigga, close your eyes, pause, and really look at that battle for a minute. Tay Rock versus Disaster Timbo, you going to tell me that one? You're bugging. And first of all, Tay Rock said
at
one point he would battle Disaster too. Let me just throw that out there also.
If I'm putting up a Smack guy against Diz, I'm putting Hollow there. That has history. They came up together. It's been supposed to happen. They've been hitting each other. People have been hitting them. Battle Diz, battle Hollow, battle Diz, battle Hollow.
Yeah.
You want to see that. This goes back.
But it's
back.
Hollow URL?
Of course Hollow's URL.
I don't look at Hollow as just a URL battler, dude. He battles all over the fucking place. I mean, he battles URL, yeah, but... He battled Grind Time. He's battled, I mean, I don't know. I never looked at Hollow just a URL. I just never have. He's just a nigga that's a legend, comes through the park, comes through the block once in a while, comes through with the fancy whip, jewels on, and dips. That's how I look
you
at Hollow.
You don't see him as being on that stage for Smash?
Hollow and Diz would be fire, but I think Rock and Diz, because the names I'm picking, Hollow, I don't even think Hollow be on that. That's no shade of Hollow. He's a fucking legend, let's be clear. But I will put Rock and Diz on. I think I'd be fire.
Okay, who would you put against Solomon? Against Solomon. Who you got?
You know what, though? My bad. I'll put this nigga. I'm putting Rex in there. Rex and Solomon.
Putting Rex in there?
Yeah, Rex and Solomon. Yeah.
Rex versus Solomon. You're gonna let Solomon get his Dot Mob redemption against.
That has to go down. You see my thinking? It has to. You feel me? That has to go down.
Are you putting Mook on that Smack card? Or no?
No.
Lux? Any of these guys?
No.
So you're having Surf. You mentioned Surf. I agree with Surf, of course. Verb, I would agree with Verb. DNA, I would agree with DNA. Definitely. If these guys.
Oh, Sharon. What am I doing? Sharon. Pardon self. Yeah, Sharon is on
that fifth spot.
That.
Yeah, over E-Ness, I would take Sharon.
Yeah, I'm taking Ness out, throwing Sharon. I'm throwing Sharon definitely.
I can see that. Okay. Who are you putting Sharon against? Okay, here's this. Sharon and Verb?
Sharon and Verb, I'll put that.
Sharon and Verb?
Sharon and Verb, I'll put that.
Okay. I'm thinking of this battle right here. Who else do you have? You had Diz, you had Solomon, you had Sharon. What about a Big K versus Sue Surf?
Yo, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing K and Surf get it in.
I think they will get it in.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
I think Surf would have to prep crazy for that one, too. You can't fuck around with K.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a goodie. Big K and Sue Surf. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Not at all. King of the Dot.
That's what it is.
We got to make this shit happen. Whatever the fuck we got to do on our side as a little podcast, we got to make this shit happen. King of the Dot versus Smack versus RBE. One-on-one. I don't know how the fuck that'll happen, but we got to do this shit. Tag everybody, man. At Smack, at Organic, at all that shit. But shout out to Fab coming on the show. We got to do battle breakdowns. We're going to watch that shit tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know
watch
it's Halloween.
That shit tonight, my dude. Taking my notes tonight.
I know it's Halloween.
Real.
Everybody stay safe out there. Don't do any dumb shit. Take care of your kids. Checking their fucking candy bags, making sure they don't get any fucking weird shit in there. I don't know.
My little man, Charlie's a big boy now. He don't even want it's the second year in a row. He don't do 13 now. He ain't even into that shit no more.
He ain't into that no more? Yo,
nah,
you know what I realized,
into that at 12. He stopped doing that. To be honest, he wanted to stop. Like, I don't want to do that no more, Dad. And that's when he was 11. So last year was the same shit. And now this year, like, nah.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, bro? I'm feeling that my son's getting that way. He's 9.
Soon. He'll be there soon. He'll be there soon.
Yeah, he'll be there soon. He's already starting to get that way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, my son
didn't dress
up this year
like,
at all.
My boy, you better dress up.
I was like, yo, you
want to
go to the Halloween costume store? He's like, nah, I'm good off that. All right, well, cool.
Man, these kids losing their innocence early, man. Come on.
Right.
Fucking kids.
That's what it is,
though, Monty. Everybody go fucking be safe, man. Have a happy Halloween. Shout out to Fab coming up on the show. Battle Breakdown's coming the rest of the week. You guys already know what the fuck we do. It's PSA motherfucking radio. My bro, Dre 3, let him and take him out.
Yo, man, shout out to Fab, man. You know what I'm saying? Got battle breakdowns. We got an underground rapper. And whatever, later in the week, you know what I'm saying? Keep y'all in tune, man.
Absolutely. We out.
Me too.